This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
And we're going to stand by for splashdown located in the Gulf of America off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida.
And splashdown, Crew 9 back on Earth.
Yay, yay, yay! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9, the Odyssey app. You can get it for free. And the podcast there later on today. Good morning, everybody. They are back. They are back. The astronauts have splashed. They are back. I don't think they're well, but they're back. I think they're in the hospital, but they're back.
They look pretty solid.
Yeah.
It's better than being
really,
on Mars.
They looked way better than I thought they would. They got up on their own power. They stood up and got to the little stretcher part and everything. So they I couldn't believe it.
I thought they were going to look frail.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, they did look frail, I thought, but they did get out on their own. So at least they could do that. I thought they were going to have to be dragged out.
That's
you know what I mean?
You were saying, yeah.
Yeah, just hoisted out of there on some gurney or something. But at least they walked out of there. But, man, can you imagine what it feels like to be back in gravity after all that time?
Well, they just made such a big deal about how they could feel even a pencil, you know?
Yeah.
But they were both raising their arms and waving their hands.
Yeah, Butch was waving.
So was she. Yeah. So was Sunshine or whatever her name is. Yeah, she was like, I mean, she was on, they both had to be, because it's protocol, but taken away on a gurney. But they raised their hands and waved. I was like, what do you mean that pen?
I'm with you. I expected them to be jello.
Yeah, me too.
The whole body.
Nuts.
You know?
Nuts.
Did you see the dolphins jumping around in the water?
Yeah.
Wasn't that
was so cool?
They were celebrating.
I didn't really love it, to be honest. Because there's a lot of like radiation and all kinds of crap on that little capsule. And I was like, let it dissipate first.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
It's only four dolphins. We can give up four dolphins.
I know, but you know what? Those little dolphins are going to have four more heads. I mean, babies with heads.
Well, but you had humans out there, same thing. You notice they weren't covered up with hazmat suits or anything?
I don't know.
The boats that went to rescue them, those people didn't have anything on.
Crazy.
So you would think that they would be all covered up too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, they did a whole, anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy.
But they did have a machine that takes away all the whatever this weird oil stuff is first.
Yeah.
Before they could even, you know, take it to the boat. So
that's pretty.
So it's what's funny to me is like they have this stuff to check for the gases and everything, and I'm like, well, those dolphins didn't have that.
Well, they're back. They're back. It was done. Good morning, Jamie. How are you? Did you get a lot of snow?
Yeah.
Did you?
The great blizzard of 2025 kind of threw me off. And Carson, I am sorry. Because you said it was going to snow yesterday, and we called you a liar.
Yep.
Well, yeah. I thought it was going to snow, and then I did think it was going to snow because I said, no, it's just going to be in the mountains. Yeah. And then last night, I was like, what is going on?
Well, it's funny because Dave Frazier said, he almost apologized, but he didn't really. He goes, this whole entire forecast changed at 2 o'clock today. The whole thing changed, and he said, and now it's just a circle right over the Palmer Divide. Yeah. It's just rotating. It's just staying right there. And I guess from like I-70, they had to close all that down. Ton of semi trucks flipped over. And then down south at Plum Creek, they had to close that down that's in Castle Rock. They closed the I-25 from Castle Rock all the way down to past Monument.
Yeah, I think 285 even got canceled. Yep. There were several roads that got closed down yesterday. It came out of nowhere.
Nuts.
And mine was mostly, it looked like ice. It was almost like a hailstorm.
That's what he said.
Wild.
He changed it all. I'm sorry, I'm eating.
What are you eating?
It's one of those stupid cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
Nature Valley granola bar.
Oh, gotcha. The ones that disintegrate all over the place.
I mean, literally, I bet I could make 8 of these in my car if I picked up all the crumbs from them.
No. They're the worst, aren't they?
Oh, my God.
They are. Yeah. I don't think snow's in the forecast today, although I saw one report where it said it was supposed to be snowing this morning.
Well, it is windy as crap.
Supposed to be windy all day today.
Is it again?
Yeah. Okay. They're saying that the wind today will make it feel like 8 degrees today.
Oh,
awesome.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Awesome.
That's crazy.
So much fun.
All right,
fun.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, just getting started here on a Wednesday morning. Currently, it's 27 degrees. Good morning, everybody. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Feeling good about our brackets there, Jamie.
Yeah, you're
yep,
good.
Yep.
Strong.
You know, you and I are in a pool, and I got to tell you, I got to give you props, okay? Because you are rounding up suckers like crazy for us.
I am. I am. I got Slacker. I got you. I got Carson.
Wait a minute.
I got Schmidel.
I got Lori. No, no.
I got Powerball Pete.
No.
I got our boss.
No, you're missing my point.
I'm
not a sucker.
Oh, well, you're in it.
Carson might be, because he knows nothing about college basketball, okay? But I'm not a sucker. I'm
You
just saying,
you don't have to
know
anything about college basketball to play the brackets.
Exactly.
Nobody does. Yeah, it's just all a guess.
I'm just
saying. And they put the little numbers by them.
You have exceeded when it comes to recruiting people to be suckers and give us $20.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
Sure, we're all in it. I'm very excited.
The March Madness starts on Thursday, tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts tomorrow. So you got to get your brackets filled out. Remember that story we had yesterday about Frontier Airlines? Lines and no bag fee for the summer?
I do.
Well, I saw yesterday there's a catch.
What's the catch?
Well, you know it. It's Frontier, okay? The trips have to be booked before Monday.
Oh.
This coming Monday.
Oh.
You got to book now.
Well, at least, you know what? Good for them. They got their marketing in for that little thing, and then none of us read the small print.
Yeah, because it was everywhere yesterday.
Yeah.
That's all people were talking about.
Yeah, their job is done.
Oh, man. Everything has a catch.
I feel like that Southwest might have taken a hit because I'm getting emails from them, even texts about all kinds of deals, fly for $39 and all this stuff. And I've never had those kind of emails. I get the Wednesday special time, but this seems to be over the top.
Yeah, I see a lot of outrage about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's affected. I've not seen any numbers, but you got to figure that all of a sudden Southwest goes from being in this category into just lopped in with everybody else.
Yeah.
And I guess that would make the competition a little bit more, and so I could see him losing money.
Did you see that psycho guy on that airplane?
Which one?
So there was a psycho yesterday on an airplane, and he was pulling a lady's hair and wouldn't let go.
Ooh. Oh, I saw the video.
Yeah.
I didn't read the story. Any idea where it was at? Or?
No, I don't have any details. I just know he was having a mental crisis.
Seems like every day.
I know.
Every day we have
And then the flight attendant was a male, and he was throat punching him.
I saw the video, yeah. And they were kind of behind some seats up front, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
I did see that video, but I didn't read the story.
Well, he was screaming like something was not right with his brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he also biting people?
Yeah, he was doing all kinds of crazy things.
Yeah. Where was that at?
It was a Delta Airlines flight to Los Angeles.
Mm.
Yeah, some wacky people going to L.A.
Yeah, I don't know what happens in that little capsule, but something does.
I saw where Justin Timberlake was on a flight, and he was the PA announcer.
I didn't say that.
Did you see that
no.
one? Yeah, there's audio out there.
They did all the flight attendant, like as they were doing their whole safety check and all the safety instructions, he was commentating.
And you know there was like a person like my dad on there or something, like, you know, in his 80s, like, I don't know who the hell you are, but sit down and shut up.
That's what I would think too. Yeah, because
who
you got to figure. You got to figure there are people on that flight
are
going, what the hell is this guy doing? This guy needs to be thrown off. He's drunk.
Exactly.
Get him out of here, you know? Right? Because they would know who the guy is, right? Justin Timberlake? Come on. I'm surprised he's flying commercial.
Yeah, me too.
You know? Yeah. I mean, it's Justin Timberlake.
Was it a long haul or something?
I have no idea. Oh, okay. Again, didn't read the story.
It looked like a smaller plane.
Oh, was it?
Power of video, man. Yeah, I know they had to give out the instructions, so it had to be a commercial flight, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, that's all I saw. But it seems like every day some freak goes nuts.
I know.
On an airplane.
Was like, he was screaming like they had demons inside.
And he was taken, as soon as they landed to L.A., in L.A., they took him for a mental evaluation.
But I told you, and I've told you this before, it is the weirdest thing. It doesn't even have to be drugs or alcohol. Literally, that woman, and I know I'm an old story about this, she was a neuroscientist, and she said she sliced brains for a living, and then one day, I guess she was, she had gastric bypass, and she had an iron deficiency, and she started running down the streets naked. And she was like, if you would have told me as a neuroscientist that I would have been running down streets naked and saying all kinds of horrible things, I would have never believed you because of an iron deficiency.
I do remember that story.
Right?
Yeah.
It was crazy. I mean, so I know we all assume like it's drugs or alcohol or something, but sometimes it can just be you need some more iron.
Yeah. I feel like you're going to snap one day.
I do too. Yeah, without a doubt. Because I don't get all my fruits and vegetables. So, and some days, you know, especially when I was on that all protein diet. You didn't know me then, but I was on all protein, like where I ate the top of Chuck E. Cheese pizzas and everything. Mm-hmm. Like no vegetables, no fruits. And you could tell that that really does take a mental toll on you with only meat.
And you're the type that you experiment with a lot of stuff that comes from China. You know,
I do.
I mean, you'll take, llama sperm, for example, and use it under your eyes.
I can't wait to have that salmon sperm thing.
Yeah, salmon sperm. And you don't know me. And that stuff seeps in, you know, under your eyes. It's not far from there to your brain.
Because okay? I go to facial aesthetics. I love them, right? And so I'm like, do I call and go, excuse me, do you have the salmon sperm? Or do they think I'm crazy if I call for that? Because right now it's a thing.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing the salmon sperm.
Yeah. If I answered the phone, I'd tell you to call a seafood store. Larry's Seafoods. Yeah. You might want to call them.
How
about
do they
the salmon
extract
sperm.
This from all these salmon?
Well, they show them movies.
And put them in a little room?
Fish movies. Yeah. They swim up to a screen.
Yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't you have to do that, Carson?
Sure did.
You did.
I sure did. Yeah.
Did they put you in a little room?
Yeah.
Do they give you movies?
And there was a recliner in there.
Oh, yeah. Do they give you movies or magazines? Ooh, not magazines.
Both. You get magazines and you get VHS.
VHS?
Do you get a blow up?
No.
Well,
it's not that kind of service.
They need to retrieve that. Yeah. They're not going to scoop it out.
You can figure out.
The worst part about it is walking up and just giving them that cup.
Well, I know, because at least, like, so if you have to give a urine sample, they usually have a little door in the bathroom.
They do, yeah.
They have a little door in the bathroom. You set the urine, you close the little door, and then they get it on the other side. And because I watch Real Housewives, so a lot of them do the, what's that called that you guys did? The transfer thing.
Yeah.
And so, all those men had to do, like you did, the walk of shame and hand it to the front desk lady.
It's so ridiculous. I didn't even want to do it. I was just going to, like, go up there, hit it on the counter, and run.
That's like when I had to get a stool sample once because I had a parasite. I put a different name on it.
You know, they should have a man accept that. Not a woman.
I don't know.
That would be easier.
I don't think anybody wants to accept
that.
It doesn't matter what sex you are.
I feel bad for them and me.
Yeah, I know. But
they
should just have the little door like they do for the urine sample.
And then after I'll tell you when I leave and you can come in and get it.
Yeah, right? I agree with you.
That's the beauty of this show. We went from Frontier Airlines to Salmon's Firm.
Yep. You won't get that
anywhere else, folks. We'll get the tabloid trash. It's next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
just have to tell you that Spadell walked in and told me there's a viral strawberry. I have no idea, you guys. So I'll just play the clip and then we'll all listen along. Here it is.
Okay,
number
this
one.
This is the $19 strawberry from Irwan by Ellie Amai. So we're gonna try this out. Cheers. That's super sweet. Makes our American ones suck. In fact, gotta try it. It's from Kyoto, Japan. So make sure you try these out. Would you pay $19 for this?
It's one strawberry that's $19. One. It's like an egg now.
Yeah,
it really is. Yeah, and I guess everybody's saying, on TikTok at least, this $19 strawberry, it's the same size as our strawberries. There's nothing like, doesn't have chocolate drizzle or anything on it. And they say it's delicious. I have no idea.
Well, it should be for $19,
right? $19, right? Yep. Yep. So, and again, it's from Japan. So if you hear about it, just act like, oh, yeah, I heard about that. Because I don't know why. It's just kind of some powerful stuff when you can go, yeah, I heard of that.
Yeah, I don't think it's available in Littleton, though.
Maybe not.
Nah.
Maybe Trader Joe's. I don't know.
They sell out really fast, too. Like, they got a shipment in last night when I was looking at them, and they're already sold out this morning.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
It's just trendy, man.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to try it to see. You know, it'll go away next week. Nobody will care next week. But you just do want to try it. I mean, I literally want to try it just to see if it is better. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's $19. I'll do it. Whatever. Justin Timberlake, like you talked about, he was on a flight and he did all the, the seat backs up and all that stuff. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the JT Live 25 South American leg. A life jacket is located in a pouch at the side of your seat. To inflate the life jacket, pull firmly on the red toggles. If you have any questions, keep them to yourself. Oh, we're just kidding. Please ask the crew. We'll be flying over the beautiful countries of Dominican Republic, Colombia, Brazil, Bolivia, till we make our way into Argentina. We thank you for flying JT Live 25 Air. It's finna be lit.
I'm assuming that the flight attendants have to come back and do it for real, right?
I'm wondering if this is a chartered jet that his whole crew is on.
It was a private jet.
Okay, yeah. That's
and his entire team was on it.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Because
right.
I'm like, I don't know. That just sounds like a little iffy. So, yeah.
Because there's like a video of him even like playing golf on it.
Got it. Okay. Because I'm like, I don't know if you get up and let people know on that long of a flight that you're on that flight, because all that's going to happen is you're just going to be bothered by the fans that actually know you. So that makes more sense. Okay. Meghan Markle, that poor girl, man, they keep just mocking her and mocking her and mocking her. And now the late night shows are on it. I guess Jimmy Fallon the other night went off about how she took pretzels from a pre-bagged pretzels and put it in another bag to handwrite like to Will from Meg. She did that the whole time. Everything has, you watched it, Carson, right? It's like, I know you did because you're a fan. But she handwrites everything on, and now everybody's making fun of her. There's so many things on TikTok making fun of her because she likes to handwrite, like, okay, say you wanted, well, I have trail mix, right?
Yeah.
So what I do, just so you all can understand, if you didn't see the show, I take this trail mix, then I take a little baggie, I pour some into the little baggie,
okay.
I tie it up with a beautiful piece of little, like, I don't even know, kind of ribbon, okay?
Yeah.
And then I take a little label, and in my fanciest handwriting, I wrote, to BJ from Jame.
I hope you do, because I'm starving.
She wants everything to be personalized and special for you.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'd like to share your trail mix this morning.
But the thing is it's cheese stuffed pretzels, and we know she didn't make it. You know, like, I mean, maybe I could make trail mix if I bought the, you know, the walnuts, the blueberries, the pecans all separately and stuff and throw it all together. But we know she didn't make cheese stuffed pretzels. It's those weird, peanut butter, right? It's
Butter. Yeah, peanut butter inside the pretzel.
Yeah, we all know what those are. Megan. She drives me crazy. I couldn't watch more than, I watched, what, 1.5? I just.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the.
Yeah, I didn't even try.
How far are you in?
I finished it.
Oh my god.
You're waiting for season 2.
Yeah. I mean, come on with it now. You already got it in the can. Just release it.
Yeah. So what was the grand finale?
Well, I mean, she made a couple recipes that we've tried. There was another pasta dish. and I can't wait. I'm telling you, the highlight of my entire being is the honey candles. I want to make the honey candles.
The honey candles?
Yeah. The beeswax candles.
Yeah.
Just a little drop of honey in there.
Just a little bit.
I mean, why would you want to make your own wicks, put them in there, and you're like, I made that candle, and it smells delicious.
Make us all one. What do you do?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sure, good.
Bring one in.
Once I start bee harvesting, okay.
Well, yeah, I just want to experience the joy that you're getting. So if you give me a candle, I can light it up.
You can smell the joy throughout your house. It's going to be glorious.
And
I'll
even
make one of those. I can cup a fart for you. If you want to smell some joy.
I'll even make one of those handmade tags that she makes. I'll even handwrite a tag for you.
Wow.
I don't know why I'm single. They're so damn hot.
No kidding.
Hey, there's that woman that made a lot of money off canned farts.
I know, remember? And she actually was beautiful. The thing is, she did that. That is so weird. I was just reading about another fetish woman. This woman is like 600 pounds. And I guess she's on OnlyFans. And she makes $5,000 a month by acting like a giant that squishes people.
What?
Yeah, it says she's 800 pounds. I said 600.
Oh.
Can you be 800 pounds and actually?
I don't know. Oof. I don't know if you can survive. You can't walk.
No.
You can't get up.
Ugh. Anyway, so she's a fetish model. She earns $5,000 a month by fulfilling strange online requests, including she acts like a giant that eats tiny people and squishes them.
You don't have that link, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Can I get that from you?
She is a looker right there. Woo, man.
Today just feels like one of those days I want to be set on.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, your wife's coming home soon.
Yeah, it's hump day. It's hump day. I got to be set on today.
My God.
Oh, boy.
And then there's this crazy story about this Hollywood director. He has been arrested for, I guess he swindled Netflix out of an extra $11 million. So he's this guy. He's known for doing some film 47 Ronin. Never heard of it. But anyway, he's a known film director. I guess they gave him $44 million for a picture to produce a picture, Netflix did. And so he wasn't quite done with it. It was called White Horse. He went to Netflix. He said, listen, I need $11 million more to finish this picture. And Netflix like, okay, here's $11 million. They gave it to him. Well, he never finished the picture. And then they looked into his finances. He bought a Rolls Royce, a Ferrari, and then cryptocurrency with the $11 million.
You would think Netflix would really keep tabs on a guy you just gave $44 million.
Right? Yeah. You would.
You'd know if he's driving a new car, wouldn't you?
I guess they didn't, because not only did he have one car, he had two, a Rolls Royce and a Ferrari. Yeah, so that's kind of crazy. Anyway, he's in jail, so we'll see what happens with that. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
Have you heard the Alec Baldwin video audio?
I saw the story.
Hilaria.
And she berated him, right?
Oh, why? Yeah. I'll play it when we come back.
Okay, great.
Yeah. She, this guy's miserable.
Oh,
when you live with a wife with the audio we're about to play you, plus all those damn kids. He's miserable.
God.
I love it. We'll play it for you next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Our podcast will be up there after the show today. Welcome to a Wednesday. Currently 26 degrees. Some people got snow yesterday. Some did not, but a lot of people did. And I think if you're south, you probably got a lot of roads were closed yesterday.
Also east.
Yeah, east too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know who's getting it this morning, but they say there's some snow out there, but we don't have any here at
the
tech center.
Well, I know at the tunnel it's a nightmare. That's for sure. All right. Still going on.
First, let's play this audio of Hilaria with Alec Baldwin. That's his wife. They're at some red carpet, and it was circulating yesterday what a real pain in the butt she is.
Well, I guess TLC, even before they started filming that reality show, so it's Alec Baldwin and whatever her name is, and
Hilaria.
All their kids. They do a reality show, and they told her that it tested... Well, when they were just shooting the pilot, it tested bad, her faking accent. So they told her she had to get rid of it or else they were going to drop the show. So she dropped it.
You clearly don't hear it in this. So she has dropped it. But the real reason it was going viral yesterday is how rude, how mean, how she tells her husband to shut up. Let me do all the talking. Here it is.
The Hilaria Show.
No, I think we're going to see, you know, it's...
We're going to see how it feels to have it be out there.
It's going to be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
I'm sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to, like, just cut him out of the show.
Sounds normal to me.
You realize there, sweetheart, the only reason why you're relevant is because you married him.
Exactly.
That's pretty much how every marriage goes, in my opinion.
No, I mean, the reason why she's relevant and has a TV show is because the word Baldwin, you know.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. I'm just saying the audio itself. It just reminds me of being home.
Oh, boy.
The Ilaria Show.
No. I think we're going to see, you know. We're going to see how it feels to have it be out there.
It's
going to
be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
I'm sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to, like, just cut him out.
He said, I'm sorry.
The best part
of
the video.
He's, like, beating down that poor guy, right? I mean, he actually had to say, I'm sorry.
The best part of the video is his face. Oh. His expression is unbelievable because he's like, just get your corner and shut the hell up. And he's got this look like, somebody help me. I'm miserable.
He's mad. He's defeated. It's just, it's really sad.
Oh, my God.
It's awful.
That is awful.
Oh, it was circulating yesterday.
Yeah, it went viral yesterday. It sure did.
Yeah, she does not
Nobody
come off looking good.
Nobody likes her.
No.
At all, and that did not help.
Who do we like the least, Meghan Markle or Hilaria?
Gosh, that's a pretty good tie. Yeah, well, at least we don't have to see Meghan really with Harry. I mean, Harry, well, at least the two episodes I showed, he only pops in like for 2 seconds.
Yeah, he's not. No,
yeah, because remember, he's in the attic and he's bound up with chains and a ball
gag. That's right.
She won't let him out.
No, he's not allowed on camera.
Right.
All right, let's get to the astronauts. They came home yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
Yep, I've got the audio.
And we're going to stand by for splashdown located in the Gulf of America off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida.
And splashdown, crew 9 back on Earth. Dragon Freedom has returned home with NASA astronauts Nick Hague, Sonny Williams, Butch Wilmore, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov. They're back on Earth after approximately 17 hours of a return journey from space.
Elon had to go get them.
Question. Well, I don't know. There's some conspiracy going on about that, too.
What do you mean? It's SpaceX?
No, I know, but they're saying... No, it's a whole... Don't even read about it. It's so annoying.
Oh, I won't. I'm just saying that they were rescued, so that's
No, that's
cool.
What they're saying not to use, because...
Why?
Because apparently it wasn't a rescue, because there was another way to get home. I swear to God, it's a whole thing.
Well, they would have come home if there was another way to get home.
Listen, I know this. It's just a whole thing.
Well, I'll just give it what it is. SpaceX went and got them. That's it. Bottom line. And they splashed down yesterday with the dolphins.
But here's the thing. Did any of you guys watch it?
I did.
No?
Bits and pieces.
My God. What was the most frustrating part for you?
Well, when it re-entered, and then I was waiting on those parachutes to deploy, and then once they did, I thought everything went pretty smoothly.
No, it didn't.
What was it?
They couldn't get the capsule in the nest.
Oh,
oh my God. Yeah. I was thinking to myself, Elon is freaking out. So the crane operator, you guys, it's finally time to bring the capsule onto the boat, right? And so they bring they haul it up, and there's a thing called the nest. And they have to bring the capsule into the nest and set it perfectly. And the crane operator... And I don't know if it was the crane operator or the guy that was directing him, but one of them couldn't get it right, and then they'd have to pick it back. Now, there's people in there that have been gone for 9 months, and they have to pick it back up, and then they have to move it to the right, and then they have to set it back down, and then the guy would be like, no, and then he'd have to pick it back up. And I'm thinking in my head, if I'm Elon, you have sent these people to space, you can deploy parachutes and slow down something that's going 27,000 miles per hour,
right?
But the crane operator can't put it in the nest. I'm freaking out for Elon.
Time to fire that guy, right?
No kidding.
You know, I stopped watching before. That.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why I didn't see that.
Oh my God.
Once the boat got there, I stopped watching
it. It was maddening.
Yeah.
It was absolutely maddening. And if I'm an astronaut and I'm like, because you can feel it, right? You can feel yourself you're going to the right. And then you're like, are you? You can't get this.
You feel like you're on a claw machine.
Right. Oh, it was awful. It was absolutely awful.
But it was pretty amazing to watch this thing come back. And just thinking about how, you know, this thing went all the way out there. They were in space for 9 months, and somebody had to go rescue them and to bring them back to Earth. And this thing, it was pretty amazing.
It was amazing.
I thought it was.
Just the technology.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I can't get over. It's like, I was thinking about this. And we have to also, you know, realize, because we brought a cosmonaut home, like all these countries have this, but the technology from space to sea.
It's
that's what I'm saying in my head. You know?
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this thinking, and no matter who's involved, I don't care who you hate, who you politically, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. Just the technology, as Jamie said, to be going up there and to get this spaceship, to lock in with this spaceship, to rescue these people, get them back in there, get them back here safely. They came out, and when they got on those stretchers, they're waving at everybody. You could even tell by watching them that the feel of gravity again was just like overwhelming to them.
So here's the funniest thing. Carson put up yesterday, what's the first thing you do when you have been on this earth? Now that's just weird to say, right? You haven't been on this earth for 9 months. But you really haven't. You haven't been on here for 9 months. What's the first thing you do? I cannot believe how many people said quit.
Seriously, yes, quit,
because they made no money up there.
No.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm going to go to this right now because we've talked about this in the past, but let me reiterate this to you. Do you have any idea? Let me ask you the question and then you answer it for me. How much money per day did they receive, will they receive compensation for being stuck in space for 9 months?
Oh. I forgot what the number was.
It's like $9.
Yeah, it's really low.
Yeah, $5.
$4.
$4!
What?
For the extra 9 months, these two guys, or this woman and this guy, they make anywhere between $125,000 and $150,000 is their salary. That's their salary. All the way around, right?
And they're astronauts.
To be stranded up there. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, when you think about it, these people should be making $400,000 or $500,000 each.
And that's why I said to my kid, I go, hey, when I found that out, I go, are you sure you want to be an astrophysicist? Because those astronauts, he's like, yeah, they do it for the glory.
Yeah.
They don't make any money.
I saw these numbers, Jamie, and I was just absolutely stunned by
it. I know,
it's crazy. $125,000? Now, I know it sounds like a lot to some people, but these are astronauts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got like space. 1,100 total for like the whole thing.
And they're like brilliant.
Right. Yeah.
They got $972.
That's it?
Yes.
Wow.
For the additional 9 months, they will be bonused $972 each.
And that's before taxes.
I'm so mad.
I'd sue. I think I'd
sue.
Well,
yeah, I lost my bone density
for
$900.
Oh, and that's another thing, Jamie. There's another. Oh, here it is. 9 months in space, the body damage it does. Okay. Gaunt face, chicken legs, and baby feet.
Ooh, well, what are baby feet?
That sounds like lunch. That sounds like I'm going to Hooters today.
Yeah.
Chicken legs and baby feet. Yeah, something about fluid moving from one part of the body to the other. Vision loss. Probably they're going to have some vision problems. Increased risk of cancer.
Wow.
And cognitive decline.
$900 worth of it.
$900.
And I guess you lose 1% of bone density for every month you're up there. And so they lost 9% of bone density.
I feel like that's a lot of bone
density.
That is
a lot.
They came back and their bodies are jello.
Okay, so biggest question of all. Okay, so all that's very serious, but we really need to hit the big, like, I know this is going to be political, and I know people are going to be mad, but I'm going to go ahead and go there.
Okay.
Okay? So I know we have a lot of Democrats listening, a lot of Republicans listening, a lot of independent people, but I'm going to go ahead and take this risk. All right? I'm going to put my neck out there.
Yeah.
Did they do it?
100%.
I think they did.
Yeah, you'd have to.
They had to have. I mean, you're going crazy up there.
You're so
space.
Bored. Yeah, like what else is there to do?
And hey, you want to play checkers again?
They're pretty much a match. I mean, neither one are a looker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's about the same level of attractiveness between them.
And how long are you going to sit there and wait for somebody prettier to show up? Ain't coming. Nobody's coming, right?
Yeah. So yes, okay.
It's going to be all in consensus of that. And that's Democrat and Republican that feel that way.
BJ and Jamie.
See this? Somebody won $1 million for the Powerball on Monday, right here in Colorado.
Oh, they did? I didn't know that.
Guess how they did it?
How?
Jack Pocket.
Really? Yeah. Finally paid out?
I swear. Wow. I swear. One person won $1 million Monday night's Powerball drawing in Colorado. That was down in Pueblo. But they're saying that the winner in Pueblo, it was affiliated with the Jack Pocket Courier, which means they ordered it on an app and they won.
Well, yeah, Carson used to endorse it.
Yeah, yeah, you endorsed it. I use it.
I still use it right now.
I use it all the time. Yeah. But yeah, they won $1 million.
Good for them.
Man, I wish I could win. I can't win crap.
Well,
I'm so jinxed when it comes to these lotteries.
I swear, Jamie,
I can't win anything.
None of us can. I mean, you know, I mean, most of the population of the United States of America does not win, so don't beat yourself up.
But I bought, if you remember back at Christmas, I bought four $50 tickets, scratch-offs. We didn't win.
No, we didn't.
I almost said a bad word there.
Yeah, we did.
I'm so sorry.
We didn't.
We didn't win crap.
No.
All right, if you want to win money millions, let me just mention this real quick here, Jamie.
Yeah.
If you want to be a winner. What? You're looking at me like...
Well, I just was thinking, like, if I'm Mighty Millions, I'm like, the timing of you and
well, somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to win.
I'm just saying.
They got a VIP deadline coming up on Friday. Go get your tickets if you want to win.
Actually, right. I have one on this one.
You already bought your tickets?
No. I meant I won.
Remember? Oh, you won.
Remember?
Oh.
Because what's cool is they have like 8 billion prizes. Yeah. Remember I won those wireless speakers? And what else I won?
You won Bluetooth speakers before they became a thing.
Yeah, I did.
You really did?
Because it was a cool thing. So they have all this list of smaller prizes. And you're still in the prize, even because I was worried that when I won all that stuff, I was like, wait, but am I in the prize for the house and the trips and everything? But you're still in that. It's just like here's a little trinket for you to keep in it.
For a guy like me that loves to gamble,
yeah,
to win a $2.4 million home in Black Hawk,
yeah,
to move up there, and then they give
me
cash.
Isn't it Winter Park?
Winter Park.
Yeah. I mean, it's close to there. It's just what I'm saying, up in the mountains, all right?
Yeah.
And then to give me cash on top of that I'm supposed to pay taxes, although I run over to Black Hawk and gamble.
I was wondering that. Do people actually pay the taxes?
I'd bank it, wouldn't you?
I know.
I'd think what payment was due at the time for taxes, but then the rest of it I'd bank and just say, I'll catch you later, folks.
Yeah, I put it into some crypto, you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is a great endorsement we're doing right now.
Don't send this one to him.
I'll keep that one in the bag.
Being honest about it.
It is. So what you do is you go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Again, it's MightyMillionsRaffle.com. And you can see all the list of prizes like he's talking about. This house is amazing. I love that they're doing a mountain retreat this year.
Yeah, it's cool.
That is cool, right? It's so fun. I love Winter Park, too. I go tubing there.
$2.4 million?
Ooh,
holy moly.
Yeah, and then they have like the trips that we're talking about, and then the Ford, the Bronco. What else? There was an Audi, wasn't there? An Audi or a BMW?
Yeah, it's part of the early bird draw.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a ton of prizes.
There is.
Go to their website. Go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
Right,
if you go to their website, you can buy the tickets there. But if you want to be a part of that VIP drawing, the deadline is Friday night. You got to get there. You got to get there and get your tickets if you want to be a part of it. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program. Currently, 28 degrees. A little chilly.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I think you miss your wife.
Why?
Because you are grumpy.
What did I do? Huh. What did I say? Huh. Did I say something wrong? What did I say? Oh, I know what I said.
Just not a very
I said that in jealousy because I just said that I'd never win when it comes to the lottery, okay? Mm-hmm. That I buy scratch-off tickets, I'll buy regular tickets, I can't get two numbers right. It's frustrating.
So I just said to BJ, I go, oh, I'm so excited. I just went to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. By the way, you just put Mighty Millions and then it pops up. It's so amazing. I love Google.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I just went to MightyMillionsRaffle.com and I bought tickets, right? And I just told BJ, you know, I was like, I'm going to win. I feel it. And he goes, I'd be really mad if you won.
You know, I want to apologize to you, okay? Because that was really mean of me.
It was.
I shouldn't have said that.
No.
I shouldn't have said that.
No,
you're exactly right, Jamie. I don't know why, but off the cuff, sometimes I just blurt things out like I've got Tourette's.
Who says that to somebody that they supposedly are their friend?
I mean, you shouldn't say it. Now, I thought it. There's no doubt about that. But I shouldn't blurt like that.
No.
Because that really is rude,
it
mean,
is rude.
Crude. I did think it, though. I was thinking it all the way.
Well, I just figured because I know I'll forget, you know, the deadline for getting in for the early birds. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'll do it now. And so I was, you know, I'm like, I feel good about this. And he's like,
I've apologized.
Did you?
Yeah, I said, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it out loud.
I think you that's what you said.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that. I don't think I heard the words, I'm sorry.
Well, I shouldn't have said it.
Because, you know, I don't accept the word, I apologize.
I know you don't.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So I feel like when people say I apologize, that means they're not sorry at all. They just throw out that word.
Jamie likes for you to get on your knees and grovel.
By golly. And kiss my feet while you're at it.
Yes.
Yeah. If you wronged me, you will pay.
And buy me lunch.
All of it.
All of it. It's the only way you make up.
All right. Let's hear. Oh, I wanted to mention this because my girlfriends were talking about this last night. And so I wanted to mention it to you guys if you're looking for something to watch. I guess on Hulu, they have Anora running for free. Anora, by the way, won 5 Academy Awards, Critics' Choice Award. It won the Cannes Film the Cannes Film Festival Award, and it's called Anora. And they're all saying, at least on my friend group, that it's really good. So I'm just going to give that suggestion.
Something I wanted to mention real quick here, because you're talking about streaming. I didn't realize, and maybe you guys said it yesterday. You know me, I don't pay attention sometimes, but I didn't realize that the Happy Gilmore 2 is only on streaming.
Yeah.
It's Netflix. Not going to theaters. I didn't know that.
Yep.
I just saw
like
it today.
A 3-minute conversation about it.
I know. I said that up front, did I not?
Yeah.
No, I can't believe I didn't hear that yesterday when we played the audio.
Wait. But here's what? Why he's laughing. Because literally in studio, off the air, we had a whole conversation about it.
Well, I was busy. I got stuff to do over here.
I was
here.
Like 2 feet away from you. right next to you.
I'm just telling you, I didn't know.
That's why we're laughing, because we're like, is he kidding right now?
Whatever, I just brought it up. Yeah.
See, I've accepted the fact that you're like this. So
exactly. Yeah. Carson knows that I have duties over here today.
No, he
doesn't. I don't pay attention.
No, you know what Carson is now? He's just become lazy. So, like, whatever.
That's why I love Carson. That's why I think Spadil's a schmuck.
Anyway, yeah, so Happy Gilmore 2 is on Netflix. Will be on Netflix.
Paige
right?
is in it, too.
Who?
Yeah.
Is she the golfer?
She's the golfer influencer.
Paige is in it.
Yeah. Is she blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen her. Yeah. She's a great golfer.
She is
really good.
Oh, what a stroke.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah,
you know,
she's a good
golfer.
She is actually a really good golfer.
Yeah, she is.
So, you know how that Netflix director or whatever ripped off? I mean, he was a director doing a project for Netflix, and he ripped him off for $11 million. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about writing a treatment for Netflix about you and living with your father-in-law.
Yeah, me and Gus.
You and
Grandpa Gus.
Yeah, it's called BJ and Gus.
Yeah. Gus went and got a new windshield yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's not happy about it.
He's not.
Why?
About $400 for a windshield.
Why didn't he have the people come to his house? I see that commercial all the time.
Yeah, because it takes a special type because of the type of truck
is. Oh, yeah.
They don't have it in stock, but I made the mistake of bringing up, you don't have insurance that covers this?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it got ugly.
You'd think he would because he's on the road all the time.
Yeah,
you would think so, wouldn't you? I thought it was a legit question.
I have it because I live next to a golf course.
I heard about deductibles. I heard about.
Yeah.
Oh, you know how your premium goes up. A lot of stuff.
Well, anyway, it's called BJ and Gus Doolittleton. And
it's
the name of my treatment. And so it's about how you guys sit in your recliners and wait for the figure skaters to go backwards.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, I hope it flips. I hope that skirt flips. Oh, yes, it flipped. Woo!
Do you have a camera in our house? What the hell? How do you know this?
Gus gave us a lot. You know, we got a live stream.
I've told you this before. Grandpa Gus loves women's tennis.
And we know why.
Every day it's on at the house.
Yeah, he sure does. Turn him on to the backward figure skaters. Because once they go back at that little flip of the skirt,
yeah,
you're all full ass right there.
I'll check it out.
Anyway, I think it's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
Do you guys like it?
I love it. I think it's a smash.
I'm game. If I can make some money on it, I'm in.
Yep, okay. All right, we'll see how this goes. I'll pitch it to him. I think just the name alone wins, right?
We'll bring it back to the OG reality TV.
Exactly. Yeah, like when, Sharon, when they did it, right?
The Osbournes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking it'll work. All right, what did I want to tell you? I just told you about that guy. He ripped off Netflix for $11 million. He had a deal with them, and he ended up spending it on a Rolls Royce, a Ferrari, and cryptocurrency. And now he got arrested yesterday. So that'll change your life, won't it?
Yeah, part of it feels like Netflix problem there, because I don't know. I don't know how you hand over that kind of money and not have some credentials that show that it's legit.
Well, he is a legit director.
But you would want to see a movie. When you come back for another $11 million, I think I'd want to see a piece of the project.
Like the financials.
Well, because keep in mind, they already gave him $44 million.
That's what I mean.
And then he said he didn't finish it yet. It was called White Horse. And he's like, you guys, like, I can't finish this.
I would think you would have somebody from Netflix on site.
You mean like an accountant?
Well, on site when they're shooting, whatever it is.
He directed the film 47 Ronin, which I've not heard of. But anyway, the money's gone now. So there it is.
Way to go.
Kanye West. Did you guys see how he went ballistic yesterday? Yeah, he's so weird.
A whole tirade.
I'm over him.
I am too.
Some of the stuff he posts is disgusting.
Kanye West took to his aim at his ex, Kim Kardashian. It didn't go well. I think he thought when he tweeted this about her that everybody was going to gang up on her. He basically tweeted, "So Kim got the name and likeness over my black children," he said. And then he went on and on about her. I guess she got custody and all this stuff. And people didn't go after Kim. Instead, he said, "A white woman got custody of my kids," and all this stuff. And all these people are like, A, she's Armenian, right?
Yeah.
B, you're the one that married a white woman and had children.
He just rambles. He just rambles about anything he can try to, I think he just tries to get noticed. That's the only thing I can figure out.
He said, "So a white woman has control over the name and likeness of my black children, and then speaks to Cardi about putting my daughter on a song with him." The Bound to performer added, quote, "These blank celebrities be trying to play with me in my face." And then everybody went after Kanye. They didn't go after Kim. And then they said, "Kanye, when you post the swastika up on your website, and when you have your girlfriend or your wife scantily clad with no clothes on, a family court judge is going to be like, yeah, I don't think that's a good place for the kid."
Without a doubt.
Right? Yeah, they're gonna go ahead and say, I think Kim's the more stable one.
He's really just hard to figure out.
He is.
I mean, there are times that he seems like that he's like found God or whatever, and then he comes off just so vile.
He has four kids. Daughter's North, who is 11, Chicago, 7, son Saint, 9, and is it Psalm? Psalm?
Yeah, Psalm. Psalm.
Who's only 5. I felt like all the kids were much older now. Man, that dad's going to jack them up.
Oh.
I mean, when you see that your stepmom doesn't have any clothes on, that'll ruin a boy. Yeah. Or make his day, I'm not sure.
I don't know how much better off they are, though, being in the Kardashian house, either.
Well, I think Kim's a good mom. I think she adores her kids. But her ass is just so big.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
I don't even know. All right, let's see here. It says the majority of Americans do not want to know their favorite celebrities' political views at all. It says celebrities are a way to escape, blah, blah, blah. And they don't want to know anything about their political affiliation. So they're saying, basically why they did the study is like, when you go and speak out for this guy or this guy and you're a big time celebrity, it hurts you because 50% of the people don't agree with you. Right. And, so that's what they're saying. The other story, French Bulldog is the most popular dog around.
No
for
kidding.
For the third, not furred, third fur. Year, the third year the in the row.
A French Bulldog?
Yeah.
Wasn't that what was stolen at the pet store?
It was.
Yeah. Yep.
Did the other one ever come back?
Nope.
Aww.
No update anyway.
Yeah.
Nope.
Anyway, yeah, so it's the most popular breed.
Did you see the $6 million dog?
No.
Yeah, a dog sold yesterday for $6 million. It was a breed that's half wolf and half, half Caucasian husky or something like that, right?
But it's crazy.
$6 million.
Wait, what is it? Half wolf and husky? What?
It's from the island of Caucasus or something like that.
Did you say the island of Caucasian before that?
It said Caucasian. Yeah, Caucasian? It says Caucasian.
Caucasian Shepherd.
Yeah, Caucasian Shepherd. Yep. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. $6 million for this dog. $6 million. A breeder bought it so that he could breed it, obviously,
it
and make some money.
It looks more like a wolf than anything.
It's a cool-looking dog. Yeah. That's a good-looking dog.
That's expensive.
Yeah, it is. World's most expensive, Jamie.
Wow.
That's the headline. World's most
Who
expensive.
Who loans you money for that? Like, can I go to Wells Fargo and say, like, dude, I need to take out a loan for a dog?
I can tell you, to get paid back for that dog, you got to get that dog doing some humping, man. Quick.
This says that dog's already 150 pounds at 8 months old.
I'm saying he's got to start humping fast. You get that dog to your house. And don't you have to get another mate, though, that's pure blood just like him?
Well, yeah.
You would think so.
That's how it works.
So you have to get a dog that's big enough to handle the babies, too.
No, I'm talking about pure breed.
Yes, of course. Yeah. That's how it works.
Pure breed.
That's how purebreds work.
No, you're missing my point.
No, are. Yes, each one of them has to. The female has to be a purebred, and the male has to be a purebred.
My point is he's got to buy another $6 million dog.
Or find a friend.
Yeah. So he's on the hook for a woman.
I mean, it's not going to hook up with a beagle and sell for $6 million.
No, that was my point.
Well, you asked me, like we are stupid. Yes, of course, that's it. You're like, doesn't it have to hook up with another purebred?
I'm saying he only bought one dog. Doesn't he have to go buy another dog for $6 million?
Do you want me to answer no?
No, I'm just saying that how are you going to have babies?
You find a friend like my dad did with our Basset Hound. So we had a Basset Hound. My dad was like, hey, anybody got a male Basset Hound that's full bred? Because we want to sell some puppies.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to find one that easy for this dog. My dog is a half wolf. Wolf.
You got him humping. And you don't know if it has to hook up with another purebred. I'm exhausted. There you go, tableau trash.
Sometimes you guys just don't get me.
No, we don't.
You really don't.
No, we don't.
You don't understand.
No, at all.
Yeah, I wish you did. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's going to be windy today. Very windy. Going to feel cold, too. It's 26 degrees right now.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. If you're going to be a part of an office pool when it comes to the NCAA tournament, you got to get your bracket in by tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Oh, is that when it all goes
10.
Down? Okay.
They tip off at 10. Brackets are in. Jamie's got us in a pool around here.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm going to win this sucker. I know it.
And I got the Spartans to win.
You do?
I do.
I don't remember. Oh, I have the Florida Gators, I think it is.
I took University of Houston.
You have Houston. Yeah. Shmadil, are you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Who you got?
I got Tennessee winning.
Ooh, winning it all.
Yeah, winning it all.
Wow. You're not going to win, then. You're not going to win money.
I thought you were.
You're screwed, pal.
Are you a Tennessee fan?
I never won a championship.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Tennessee, too.
Nah, I know them.
I watched them play that game against Auburn on Saturday. Yeah, they looked good, man.
But you didn't watch the next game where they got the crap beat out of them.
No, I didn't. All right, there you go.
But don't forget, the most exciting part about all of this, in my opinion, is that CSU is in it.
Yeah. They play Friday, by the way.
Okay.
They're playing Memphis.
Yeah, so that's a big deal. I'm pretty excited that we have a hometown team here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then we have some games, and we found out, that are going to be played downtown.
Yeah, Thursday and Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
We know Michigan's in town.
Yep.
Michigan. They're here, and a lot of teams. A lot of people
BYU,
flying
BCU.
In, they say. Yeah.
Yep.
Going to fill up that arena. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Did you see this? Stouffer's. My lasagna is being recalled.
No! That's the most popular lasagna on the planet.
It's so good.
It's the staple in my life.
The family portion?
Yeah. That's the one being recalled.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got the audio. I had to search for this, man. It's coming up next. My lasagna is being recalled.
Oh, no.
I'm panicking this morning.
I bet.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, it was a dark day when I saw this story, Jamie. It was a dark day yesterday.
I bet it was. I'm so sorry that happened to
crushed.
You.
Just crushed. I think, just in celebration, that I'm going to go get one today. A lasagna now.
What if they're gone?
They might have pulled them.
They all got pulled.
I don't know if Colorado's a part of the recall.
Oh, well then, you should probably know the story.
Well,
people
I've got
are throwing away their lasagnas and you don't even know if it's Colorado?
look, you don't have to yell at me. It's bad enough as it is. I love lasagna. Stouffer's has been recalled. The lasagna, because it's got something shrapnel in it.
Well, if you have Stouffer's or Lean Cuisine meals in your freezer, listen up.
Lean Cuisine?
Thousands of boxes of Stouffer's and Lean Cuisine frozen meals are being pulled out of grocery store freezers because of a health hazard. Uh-oh. Nestle USA, the parent company, issued a voluntary recall of four types of meals because of the potential presence of wood-like material.
Great.
Lean Cuisine butternut squash ravioli, Lean Cuisine spinach artichoke.
Wait a minute, let's back up here. Butternut squash what? Wait, I want to know if I've got these in the freezer.
Will you find out if it's Colorado first?
I think it's everywhere.
Okay.
All over the country?
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Spadil.
Are you sure?
Yeah, well, I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure.
Good investigative reporting there, buddy. You're doing good. That's Spadil on your side.
I don't know why you're so irritating to me today.
All right, listen. Linda, listen to me, okay? Listen to this.
Lean Cuisine butternut squash ravioli.
Oh, it sounds delicious. Mm.
Lean Cuisine spinach artichoke ravioli.
Nah, not as much.
Lean Cuisine lemon garlic shrimp stir fry and Stouffer's party-sized chicken lasagna. You can find the batch numbers on the packaging. They were all produced between August of 2024 and March of 2025.
It does look like it's for the whole country.
I'll just shut up and eat a lasagna on my own. Hey, that's where you're going to be.
I think you're good, though, because it's a chicken
Carson,
lasagna. It's not a regular lasagna.
Oh,
did you
it's not?
Not?
Yeah. Well, that is good to know. It's not even the meat one.
Yeah. It's the chicken.
Carson, did you not like the fact that I'm rating these meals as we go? You're a big lover of Lean Cuisine and... Why? Yeah, because you're on my nerves. Because you said I'm on your nerves, and I'm not talking to you anymore today.
Well,
I'm done with you.
I like the butternut squash one. So there.
So do I.
It's really good.
You've won me back over again.
It's the only time I eat squash.
You're great. Do you like lasagna?
Yes.
I love lasagna.
Who doesn't love lasagna?
I don't like Italian food, and that's the only food that's Italian that I'll eat. I don't eat pizza.
That's crazy to me that you don't eat pizza.
But I only like vegetarian lasagna. I don't like it with meat in it.
You don't?
No.
You don't like it with me?
No.
Damn.
Lasagna sucks. Wow. I don't like it at all.
That's a personal attack.
You suck.
Well, I will say ricotta cheese is a little bland.
I just don't like it.
Hey, yeah. You hear me? You suck.
You suck. No, it's not good.
Can we just pretend like today's show did not happen?
I want to mention this Tesla thing. Okay.
Okay. And for the record, I did not want to go to air with this.
I'll talk to Carson again.
Okay.
Hey, Carson. Did a website actually put these out there? These addresses and all this stuff with people that own Teslas?
That's what
if
I'm
they
saying.
Did, this they should check who these URLs are, and they should arrest these people on the spot. To put a list out there of Tesla owners because of everything happening with Tesla, who cares? Who owns it? Who cares? Who cares? Just because you own a car, you shouldn't be like part of a target or something.
Do you have the news?
Craziest thing ever. No, I don't have a news story.
Oh, okay.
Is there a news story?
I didn't see any
audio.
No.
Okay, so what's the story?
The story is that there is a website out there that is now listed because of everything going on with Tesla. People that are setting fires or doing this the key scratch and all this stuff. That some website has gone up called Doge Quest. And they've put the location of every Tesla showroom, charging station, everything, and every person that owns a Tesla, your address is on this website.
Yeah, so I did see this yesterday. I just didn't know if it was true or not because I was like, how did they get all the addresses of everybody's Tesla? Like,
and their personal information. That's a lot.
No.
Like what
crazy.
Else? Like their phone numbers?
Phone numbers and stuff like that.
Everything. Yeah. Email address.
I was just like, who did that work?
Now, they try to cover their butts on this thing. At the very bottom of the website, it says, neither endorses nor condemns any actions that are taken.
Huh.
But that is absolutely ludicrous. I can't believe we're that nuts in this world.
Well,
it's crazy.
Between that and the lasagna, we're screwed.
I'm telling you right now, Jamie, you're talking about a bad day. When I saw this, I don't even own a Tesla, but I'm afraid my neighbor does.
Well,
and that's a problem.
You know, I'm afraid for people like Slacker. I mean, I will tell you, I don't know on the Bible. I don't know Slacker's political affiliation at all. He's never talked about it. He's not passionate about it that I know of because I've never heard him even mention it. So,
me either.
But like, it's people like him that have, and we talked about this yesterday, that have loved this technology and this car forever. that are now on a list, and he's literally an innocent man that just likes the technology.
They just got pulled into all this other stuff that's going on.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Schleicher has never said anything in the political realm about anything that I've ever heard in my life.
Ever.
And to know a person like him could be a part of a target on somebody is just absolutely asinine.
Yeah. It's
crazy to me.
It is.
And I don't care. You know what? I watch politics. I've got my beliefs. You've got your beliefs, whatever. But nobody that owns a certain type of vehicle should be the target of anything.
Jesus is the only one I believe in.
You know, I've had it with you. I've had it with you. You know, I'm trying to be serious here. I'm trying to be serious about the lasagna. And what do you do? Jesus is the only way to
do it. I'm just saying.
We'll be right back.
That's who I follow.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning. 28 degrees right now. It's only going to be in the 40s, but they say it's even going to feel colder than that because of the winds today.
Shingles doesn't care.
Shingles. What is that? You've been saying it all morning long.
I think I have Tourette's.
What is it?
It's a commercial. Shingles doesn't care.
Yeah, it affects everyone.
It sure does. And shingles doesn't care.
No one's immune to shingles.
Have you had a shingle shot?
No, I have not because shingles doesn't care.
Well, that's why you should get a shot because it doesn't care.
It doesn't care.
That's the whole point.
What is that? Like, is there a name for this where you see a commercial, which I just saw the shingles doesn't care commercial, and now I can't stop? Like, is that Tourette's?
No.
Shingles doesn't care.
No.
No?
Just an earworm.
It's just, I know, but why can't I stop saying it out loud?
Will.
Lead paint?
Yeah, that might be contributing.
I don't think Tourette's is something that.
Shingles doesn't care.
No.
See?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I don't know either. There's got to be a word for this where I can't stop saying it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, what were you saying?
I don't know. All right.
When
I see a road rage story, I think of Carson.
I do too. Okay?
And the reason I keep bringing this up, Carson, is because not to make you look bad or make it, give you a bad image or anything like that.
Go ahead.
It's to hopefully get you to see the light that you're a father. You're a good person, and you really shouldn't act like that on the road, is what I'm trying to do. And one day that light will go off that it's not worth it. It's just not worth it.
I've been slowly working on it. I've been easing into it.
When's the last time you had a real rager?
Probably today.
No, luckily no one's on the road really. Where it would be.
So yesterday.
This time.
Yeah. So yesterday, yeah. I guess, yeah, right? Did you have a little bit of a...
Someone might have cut me off. Yep.
Yeah.
But little Debbie was in the car, and I just I stopped myself. I was like, "You." And I was just. I didn't say anything. I didn't even.
Because it is passed down. I will tell you, it is passed down because I've told you this before. Like my son's dad, if he was working on his motorcycle and he's screwing a nut and it stripped or whatever, he'd just throw the motorcycle and everything go crazy and everything. And I see my son have those little fits sometimes. I'm like, you're not going to be your dad, boy. You're just not. That's not cool.
I think it's a disorder, though.
Well, it's called anger.
And you're wired that way, I think, aren't you?
Well, no, I think you watch your dad and then you do it too, or your mom or whoever.
You don't think
it's learned over time.
Yeah, I think it's learned.
You think it's learned and it's not part of your DNA?
Yeah.
But you just have a rage?
Because he's like, I know, Mom, I don't know why I do that. He goes, it just looks like dad just has so much fun when he tears crap apart.
Well, the reason I bring this up is because over the weekend there was a road rage incident on I-30 or on Highway 36 where somebody pulled a gun and shot somebody.
Holy.
Fired into their car. Now, everybody's okay. Everybody's okay. But police are looking for this person.
Right now, Broomfield police are searching for suspects in a road rage shooting. The suspects are accused of shooting out this window. We're told one person was shot in the neck. That victim is expected to recover. Yeah. And this happened on eastbound US 36 near West Flatiron Crossing Drive. Investigators want to talk to anyone who saw a white sedan driving recklessly between 7 and 7:30 on Saturday
night. Carson, that's for you.
Oh, listen, I have great news.
What?
He has a mental health condition.
Oh, he does?
Yeah,
what?
Told you.
You did.
I told you. I don't think it's learned at all. I think that because I grew up around some people that had some rage, and I don't have that.
IED is what you have.
Yeah, you have
IED.
IUD, but an IED.
IED.
It's called intermittent explosive disorder. It's a mental health problem, and you have it. And it's a lot of times it's suffered by people that have substance abuse disorders.
Oh, my God.
And borderline personality disorders.
Ooh, what?
Lordy.
That all named you.
Well, Jamie, I could have told you that it's DNA just by the way he parks his car. He parks backwards.
So let me read this. Intermittent explosive disorder. I know.
It's that. Yeah. I mean, that tells you everything about somebody.
You know what I do? What? It's so funny.
What?
And I just do it for me.
Maybe
I shouldn't say.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, because you know how he has that car wash subscription or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And he gets his car detailed like way too much.
Every day.
I feel bad telling you.
Don't tell me.
Okay. I put my fingerprints on his car every day.
No, you don't.
Yes, every day. You reach over and touch it
all five fingers.
Oh, my God.
But I do it in the back doors because I feel like on that other side, he doesn't look.
You don't think I noticed that?
Not on the passenger side.
See, I think I've been blaming little Debbie. I'm like, stop touching my car.
I have little fingers.
You can't blame little Debbie. I mean, her hands are much different cars.
No, you know what's funny, though? Have you ever met those people that like freak out if you don't use the door handle?
Yeah.
Right across.
It's a handle for a reason. It's on there for a reason. It's called a door handle.
IED. You have IED.
IED. It says it's a mental disorder characterized by sudden and intense outbursts of anger and aggression. Individuals with IED may exhibit road rage as a manifestation of their symptoms. Other mental health conditions that may contribute to the road rage is what I said. Borderline personality disorder. You might want to get checked. Substance abuse disorders. It's important to note that road rage becomes persistent and disruptive behavior over time.
It's really difficult, from what I've understood. It's really difficult for people that have road rage to get rid of it.
Well, we have that health clinic downstairs.
The rehab facility.
Yeah, you need to go.
Yeah.
You think they
can help?
We'll
walk down with
you. I'll make a phone call.
It's an intervention.
Karen runs it. I'll take care of it for you. I'll get you in there. Mm-hmm. Just meet me down there at 10 o'clock, Carson.
What is borderline personality disorder? Is it people that get mad because somebody put their fingerprints on it?
It's Carson.
BJ and Jamie.
Get this, Jamie.
Yep.
It's estimated that 30 million people will call in sick tomorrow.
But it doesn't start until what time?
10 a.m.
Really?
10 a.m.
Wow.
They're going to head out to go watch the basketball.
30 million people.
And they're saying that no matter what business you work in, if you call in sick tomorrow, your boss is not going to believe you.
Well, you know, I guess I could see if my kid was, you know, in a college team like CSU or whatever, and they're playing Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could see me, like, you know, getting together with a bunch of people and watching CSU play.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe it's just because all the teams.
Well, I think it's just a gathering. It's just an event. It's the first day of March Madness. I think that it's just it's one of those things that you just want to see at the beginning. I know I want to see it. I'd like to get home by 10 o'clock tomorrow so that I can watch it.
Really?
But yeah, I want to be a part of it. Yeah, I think it's just it's kind of really American, you know.
America,
it sure is. It's American. 30 million people will call out sick.
Yeah, but see, the difference is you call it a gathering, but you're gathered in your recliner.
Yeah. Well, it's a gathering. But I got to count my dogs. But if I count my dogs, it's a gathering. I got two.
Like, it's I'm not sure how many people are taking off work to go sit in their recliner.
I think a lot of people are excited to see the brackets. Like, the brackets are fresh. You got a chance at winning some money.
Sports bars are packed. And like I said yesterday, you know, that's the way it's going to be tomorrow and Friday. And then going into the weekend, then after that, we don't care anymore because most of us are knocked out of the brackets or we're just over it, period. And you're not a basketball fan to begin with. So it will be over with by Monday, but tomorrow's going to be a big deal. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of people calling out.
Now, and when does Denver start hosting people? Is it tomorrow?
So they'll be playing tomorrow at Ball Arena. The first game's going to be at 11:30. That'll be Montana Grizzlies versus the Wisconsin Badgers. And then after
a lot of kids from here go to Montana.
Yeah, they VCU do? Versus BYU.
Yeah.
They say the games are sold out for the most part.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, people from Montana, people from Wisconsin, Michigan, whatever.
Yeah. BYU is really close to here. I would imagine that'd sell out really
quickly. And a lot of kids went to my neighbors, they all went to BYU.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool to go down there and see a game, even though, you know, I'm not rooting for either team, but it would still be cool to see because it is part of a big tournament, you know?
And the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Oh,
just to hang out,
Texas,
you know?
Texas A&M. I bet that, what's his name, will be there.
Who?
What's his name? You know, he loves Texas A&M.
Johnny?
No, hold on. He talks McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey.
No, he likes Texas. He doesn't like Texas A&M.
The Longhorns.
He doesn't like
All that time wasted. That was like 20 seconds of everybody's lives. He's a huge University of Texas
fan.
Did you see that, though? I wasted 20 seconds of everybody's life. I apologize for that. I wish I could pay for it, but I can't.
No idea. This happened yesterday.
And we're going to stand by for splashdown located in the Gulf of America off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida.
And splashdown. Crew 9 back on Earth.
Woo! They're back!
They are back.
Old Sonny and Butch, they returned yesterday, splashed down in the ocean. The dolphins were there. The parachutes, you know, it was kind of cool to see.
It was. It was actually, it gave me goosebumps. I thought it was amazing to watch.
I really thought, it felt like a proud moment to me, you know. But every space moment does. I mean, I get excited about the blast off.
Well, I think this is the first time we've really, really been vested in these people, right? You know, because they've been up there for 9 months and we've been hearing about it. Usually I don't have any idea when somebody's going up to the space station or not, but I feel like we followed their whole soap opera for so long. And now, did you hear the latest? This is insane.
What?
Sonny's pregnant.
No.
What?
Yep.
You are kidding.
No.
We're going to have a Butch baby? Get out of here.
Wow.
We're going to name her Pat.
Wow, folks, you heard it here first. Gosh. Sonny
is pregnant.
A little astronaut?
Mm. Yes. Isn't that adorable? Oh. A little alien.
She's going to have some explaining to do.
No,
she's married.
She's pregnant.
Yeah. She is.
She's pregnant. Wow. Yeah.
Sometimes that happens.
Well,
yeah.
You're stuck up there in space.
Exactly.
I mean, Sonny's not a looker, but still.
But did you see her little pooch? It was so cute.
No, I didn't see the
pooch. Yeah, she is totally knocked up.
No.
Yeah.
Didn't they know that when they went up there to get her?
I think yes, they did. That's why they took him right to him, because they've never had somebody get, you know, inseminated, if you will, in space.
In space.
Yeah, so they're doing all kinds of tests. They're like, whoa, this is insane.
I mean, it makes sense, because they were saying, like, the earliest Thursday that they'd be back, but they rushed
they
right
did
into
rush
that.
It. And not only that, but they thought that some of the sperm would just fly out of there, you know what I mean? And so they were worried, but nope, one took.
And I'm getting on your nerves? Really?
I'm just saying she's pregnant.
Really? It's me? It's not you? I don't know.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Going to be May very soon. It's going to be May. BJ and Jamie here. You can get us on the Odyssey app. That's the podcast that is. Not only us,
really,
but the Slacker Show, too. You can get the Slacker Show there, too.
I don't know why.
Why am I irritating
because
you today?
I will
you're irritating me.
I know. We're even. No, I agree. I am.
Okay.
You know, because Shingles doesn't care. I mean, that's super irritating, right? Because I keep saying that to you. Every 5 minutes, Shingles doesn't care. Yeah. But you just assume if somebody has a medical emergency that they're drunk.
No, I don't. I look at the situation, and I got to tell you, I've got pretty good gut instincts when it comes to stuff like this.
Really?
When it comes to stories that I see, then I step back and I think, wait a minute, sounds a little fishy to me.
Well, nobody's mentioned that he had alcohol along the courtside.
Well, I'm going to.
I didn't see a cup.
He was drinking earlier, they said. Yeah, yeah.
I saw that in the report that he had a cocktail or two. I never saw that.
Listen. You're at a basketball game. This is Tracy Morgan. A couple of nights ago, he's at a Knicks game, Madison Square Garden. They have to stop the game because he puked all over the floor. All right. He's saying that he had food poisoning, all right? And he ended up down at the hospital. And if you saw that video from the hospital, he didn't look like a guy that was just getting over food poisoning. He looked very happy, joked about, hey, I think I'll go to every Knicks game now, then throw up. Making all these jokes. I'm telling you right now, the guy had drinks before the game. He had drinks during the game. He drank a little too much.
I don't think that's fair. I think he had food poisoning. I don't think it's fair to like point and say, he was drunk as hell. Because he wasn't. I mean, I don't think he was. Because nobody talked about him stumbling, right? Nobody said he stumbled to his chairs. Did anybody hear that story? I didn't. That he was obnoxious out in the halls or at the bathroom. Did anybody hear that story? I didn't. Nope. Didn't hear any of that.
I will say this, though.
Uh-oh.
In VJ's defense.
Thank you, Carson.
If you watch the video, he doesn't really have a lot of emotion. He's just straight vomiting on the court.
Because you're trying to hold it in when you have even drunk or food poisoning. You're so sick. You're like, oh, my God, I think I'm getting sick.
Yeah, but hold on. But I mean, I'm just speaking from personal experience. I've been that drunk before. Where I'm not proud of it, but you in know, college I would get like you would get. I mean, we would.
You
get
mean
drunk.
Yesterday?
No, but sometimes he seemed to me that he was in that state of like zombified. Yeah. He was just a zombie.
He sure was.
And then if someone's like that and they puke. They just puke. They don't. There's no like okay, reaction.
But
there's
I'm
no,
not
like
this. I'm not excited. If I have food poisoning, I'm not excited. Like I'm gonna be zombified because I'm concentrating on not throwing up, no matter which way it is, drunk or food poisoning. I'm just like, oh god. You know how you have to like hold on to something. Like I think I'm. You guys, I think I'm because I've done it here before when I've been you know nauseated yeah. right from the shot.
Yeah,
I've been
yeah.
like, oh my god, you guys. I literally think I'm gonna throw up. Right, and what do? I just kind of stare. In space and try to concentrate not to do it.
What's it take to convince you? You just heard from an expert.
Well, that is true.
Okay, you just heard
I should back down.
From a throwing up,
you're right.
drinking
yeah.
expert.
Okay, you're
and
all,
you still.
You know what? I think it was just because your past that you put it on people, BJ.
Yes, I did.
But now, currently, we have a current one. And so, you know what? I apologize. I'm wrong. And you are right.
I'm just saying, he was staring off.
We have proof now.
He was staring off into the distance and he knew.
Expert. You know how. On these
There's
talk shows, they go to the
yeah,
experts.
To the
yeah,
expert.
These panels.
Yeah.
They bring in the experts. Carson's an expert when
I mean,
it comes to puking.
Down from this.
It came out like a river, and there was no, I mean, he didn't even try and stop it. It was just
no.
like, fell out.
He was drunk.
It just fell out.
It just fell out of his mouth. It was just came out easy.
All right.
Okay.
Let's
fine.
Move on. Let's
no,
move
I'm
on.
I'm with you guys. I apologize.
An expert.
We have
Wait
an expert,
in.
And so you know, it's just like the internet. When an expert talks, you got to listen.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Jamie has just informed us here in the studio that this year,
this summer,
2025, mm-hmm. the summer
yeah.
of 2025 mm-hmm. is going to be bikini summer.
I have put that on me. It's not a lie. I have put the challenge on myself.
Did you hear this?
Bikini summer?
Bikini summer.
Woo, yeah.
Buddy.
That this year, I'm going to have a good enough set of abs, right?
Okay. All right.
I mean, let's face it, I've been soft for a while, okay? And then, like, bikinis have not been my forte.
Yeah.
Right? I'm more swim dress.
I got you. Moo-moo.
Yeah, the moo-moo. And so I'm like, okay, this is the year since I've been on that semi-glutide. I lost all that weight and stuff. This is my year to, like, I'm going to do it. So I'm going to get a good enough rack in my stomachs. You know, like
yeah,
that. I
rack
call it a rack.
Your stomach, yeah.
Yeah.
The
you know,
six pack.
Get the lines.
Six pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't even care if I have to get that stencil that you put on there and spray paint it.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah. As long as you can pull it off, it
right.
doesn't matter if it's stenciled.
Or even that t-shirt. Yeah. Yeah, but that's my goal. This is because we're only in March and I have enough time.
You said it out loud, so now it's real.
I know. And you saw me just now working out.
Yeah, you're doing wall yoga.
I am.
Wall-to-wall yoga.
And you get so mad when I ask you to join me.
I don't like that because I'm a married man.
But
you
we're
know,
just standing up.
I don't want to get caught on camera. We have cameras in here.
You
having yoga with a woman?
You can stand at that wall.
I'd have some explaining to do.
Really?
I'm up here doing downward dog with Jamie.
What about happy
that?
Baby?
No, happy baby.
Wait, let
no.
me show you what happy baby is.
Oh, no! Oh, my baby's not going to be happy now. That's happy baby.
Uh-huh.
No, happy, happy, happy. Holy moly. Holy moly. All right. I don't know what the hell we're doing. No.
You're so thrown off by that.
Oh, God. Jeez. Wait, yeah, we're Tabloid Trash is next. That's it.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Really? Really? Bikini summer.
Wait, what are the chances that this just happened?
Folks.
It's the universe.
A box of cookies just arrived.
We're not even kidding.
Right here at the brink
we'll
of
pictures.
Bikini summer.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
From Crave.
Who is it?
Crave cookies without limits. They're like psychotic cookies.
Oh, they look good.
They have like, they look like little cakes.
Oh.
They have so much stuff on them. They look good.
I guess
Crave.
We can take a picture.
Yeah, it's called Crave Cookies Without Limits. And right before I say I'm going to wear a bikini, they show up. So that's
great. All right, maybe we do Bikini Summer in 2026.
Yeah, maybe that's my year.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I like that idea. So I was looking up the Tracy Morgan story.
Yeah.
And he says, he told an interview. Wait, let me see if I still have it. It says, he said that he got sober because he really felt, well, let me just find it. He said that he felt like he was ruining his career. It says blah, blah, blah. He said, I'm lucky that I didn't go to jail. I got two DUIs in the same year. I was an alcoholic. He said, I was ruining my life and my career, and I have diabetes. I'm lucky I didn't lose my legs. And he said, and then all of a sudden I would just go blank in the middle of, you know, that 30 Rock show or whatever. Yeah. And so he said, that's why I got sober. I wanted to get my family back, and I didn't want them to see me like that. And so I've been sober for 30 years. So,
wow.
What do you mean?
Well, he was arrested with that DUI, and that was in 2005. Mm-hmm. So that's only, that's 20 years, so the 30 doesn't even add up.
Whoa.
Yep. So there's a lot of discrepancies here. And then I guess in 2009 that he said he was trying to staying sober for his kids. And at that point, he mentioned he had been sober for a year. So it kind of floats. So I don't know. And if he is, you know, great.
For him.
That's awesome for him. Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying the timeline. Something doesn't add up.
Huh. I don't know. He was on the Today Show talking about it, so I don't know. Anyway, but then again, we have that expert in here, so.
Yeah. I'm waiting for him to chime in because he's investigating right now. He is the expert.
I'm just saying the video. I think it's undeniable. So
it wasn't chunky enough for food poisoning? It was just watery?
It was pretty watery. Especially when you looked at it at the court. There wasn't that many chunks in there.
So we're analyzing the chunk consistency?
Yeah. If you got a lot of drinks, you got a lot of fluid in your system.
Oh, my God. I want to talk about strawberries. This is redonkulous, you guys. There is the world's most expensive strawberry. And TikTok has made it go crazy. I guess there's this Japanese strawberry. It looks just like our strawberries. Wherever our strawberries come from, right? Who knows anymore?
Yeah.
But I guess it is the juiciest, most amazing strawberry on the planet. And it's $20 a berry. And people, it's huge, though. I thought it wasn't that big. It is pretty big. And it comes in a little glass case.
Yeah.
And it's $20. It's big. And they say it's the juiciest, most amazing strawberry you've ever had in your life. It's like the ones that we get that have fertilizer used on them.
Yeah.
Have you ever got those gigantic strawberries in a pack and you're like, this one doesn't seem
There's
right.
There's like five of them in there.
Yeah. You're like, meh. Anyway, so here's what one guy had to say about it.
Okay, this is the $19 strawberry from Irwan by Eli Amai. So we're going to try this out. Cheers. That's super sweet. Makes our American ones suck. It's that good, try it. It's from Kyoto, Japan, so make sure you try these out. Would you pay $19 for this?
So there you go, $19 for one strawberry.
I think if you really, really love strawberries, you would really want to try this out, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not a huge strawberry guy, so I wouldn't pay that for it. But if you really liked them, I could see you paying that.
Yeah, I mean, it does. The presentation's pretty.
What is it about Japan, man? They seem to put out food that's very expensive, but supposed to be like the best in the world.
I know, aren't they?
I mean, like the Wagyu beef and stuff
they
put out. I mean, that stuff's like $800 a pound.
Dude, and so I had Wagyu.
Did you like it?
Well, I cooked it. Well, so I got a little like burner thing in front of me, you know, like, I don't know, like a hot rock they put in front of me.
Yeah.
It was at Nobu. And they give you like this hot rock that you cook it on. But all that veining of fat was kind of grossing me out. So it's like I cooked it so long it was Spam. It was curling up.
Yeah.
It was like just, rubber at that point.
Because, I mean, it is so marbled with fat. And you're like, why is this a thing?
It's so good, though.
I'm a fat fan when it comes to beef. I like fat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do.
It was fine.
It's the flavor.
It's expensive.
Yeah. It's really expensive.
Yeah. I mean, I ate it.
It's like $800 a pound, I saw.
Yeah.
Well, they give you like, I bought it by the ounce. Like, they gave us four little slices of it just to try it or whatever. We want the, you know, we don't have that kind of money.
Yeah. No, it's expensive.
It is expensive. So, but it tastes like Spam to me. In fact, I like Spam better than Wagyu.
What?
But
everyone's different, Shmadil.
As snotty as I am about like shoes and stuff like that and cars and stuff, I'm not like a refined foodie. Like, I remember somebody gave me Opus One once, and I said, like, that that tastes like any kind of wine. And they're like, it's Opus One. And I was like, it tastes like Kendall Jackson. Oh, my God. I thought they were going
to
die.
But you have to be a connoisseur to understand it, yeah, you know, to really have the taste buds for it. I mean, it takes a lot of work, a lot of drinking. But I can't tell either. I wouldn't be able to tell either. But back to the Wagyu stuff. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
I lost my thought there.
So on Emirates, you can have different kinds of caviar, right, on the flight. And I don't know. They brought it to me, and I was like, okay, this is my only time to try it for free, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat that.
There's no way I could try it.
It's been so long since I've had Spam, I can't remember what it tastes like.
It tastes like Wagyu beef.
No, it doesn't.
It really does. I swear it did.
It tastes like Wagyu.
I think because the picture in my head, it was like that square cut, like, you know, pink stuff that your mom fried up for you.
Yeah.
We ate Spam all the time. We cut it up in those things and my mom fried it.
We used to have it too, but I can't remember what it tastes like.
Yeah. Anyway.
Been too long.
So that's one thing. Oh, I wanted to tell you guys, I just got a text. I meant to look it up. And I guess there's a big powwow going on this weekend. Is that right? I thought they were having basketball games. I'll have to look at it. Have you ever been to a powwow?
It's a different place.
Oh, it is?
Okay. Yeah, that's a different location.
Have you ever been to a powwow?
No.
Dude, you have got to take your son. I remember when I was little, my dad always took me to different ones.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating.
What do you do at a powwow?
Well, we just observe because we're not Native Americans.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you're little, you know, nobody cares if you dance as a white kid, right? Yeah. And so I don't know. It was just so moving. I can remember it, like, distinctively being a little kid and just being in awe of all the colors and all the drum circles and everything. It was really amazing.
I didn't know we had them.
Powwows?
Yeah. I had no idea.
Aren't you Native American?
I am, but I didn't know they come to town, and they didn't call me.
It's a drug and alcohol-free event. And it's going to be at, where's it going to be?
Denver Coliseum.
Okay, so take your kid. I'm not even kidding. It's some of my best memories.
It would be worth going to.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. I mean, it just like it fills you up. It like fills your spirit.
Yeah, see, I assumed when I saw that, I assumed that it was just a gathering like a convention. You're either invited to it or you're not. I didn't realize it was for the public.
Yeah, like it's a whole thing. And you, I don't know, you just get into it. You're like, man, I want to be Native American.
I'll bring my drum.
Well, I don't.
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You are. Yeah,
I'm part Native American. I got my headdress at home. I'll just pack it all up and go.
I thought you were a part of the Fakawi Indians.
No, Cherokee. And I know what you're doing. You're trying to make fun of our tribe.
It's when they get lost.
I got you.
I better end this. There you go, tablet trash.
You didn't end it soon enough.
Sorry.
I'll see you at the powwow.
Yeah, I love it.
I'll be there. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is a Wednesday. It's going to be a little cool today in the 40s, but that wind, man, it's going to make it feel just a little bit colder than that. So once we get through this, we've got the 60s all week next week.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
It's going to be nice, really nice, nice. All right, I want to replay this Alec Baldwin and his wife real quick here. Okay. This has been circulating. Are you saying it's on the red carpet when they were promoting... The show, I think it was.
I know they were on the red carpet. I don't know what they were promoting.
I don't know either. Okay. But his wife comes across as, well, I won't say that word, but I will say.
You said like your wife.
I said this kind of reminds me of home, is what I said.
You said it, and you also said, this. A lot of men can relate to this, is what you said.
Well,
so you kind of stereotyped every wife as like this.
Well, my wife is in Cancun, so I'll go with that.
You said it.
All right, listen, this is Hilaria. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Do you? Hilaria?
It's Hilaria.
Hilaria.
That's a dumb name.
Hilaria.
You must watch the Baldwins.
I mean, I've dabbled a little bit.
Yeah. You've dabbled.
Man.
Right, here we go.
It's a train wreck. Come on, people.
This is his wife. Yeah. His wife is telling him, shut the hell up.
And we're going to stand by for splashdown located in the Gulf of America off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida.
And splashdown. Crew 9, back on Earth.
Oh, my God. And that's not the only clip. There's another clip, too, that's got her doing the same thing. She's telling him to shut the heck up.
That is crazy.
When I'm talking, you're not to be talking.
Yeah. No, you're not talking. And she said it again. And then he like balls up like a little man, like a little tiny man, like a little bitty man. And he's like, sorry, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he's not like me. I'm the king of my household,
yeah,
pal.
You're the king of the castle.
Yeah, yeah, I run that place, man.
And we're going to stand by for splashdown, located in the Gulf of America, off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida.
And splashdown, crew 9 back on Earth.
My God.
Big bad Alec is not that big and bad,
no,
is he? Because we always thought he had like an anger problem.
Yes.
I wonder if he's on like something, well, like an anti-something.
I don't know, but that kind of explains his anger problem to me.
Maybe.
When he gets out in public, gets away from her and all those damn kids, he's an angry man.
What is that one that I talk about, Shmadil, that everybody says it starts to become addictive for all those
Xanax?
Moms? Yeah, every mom I know is on Xanax. And they're all like, oh, sorry, okay.
Go watch the video. Alec Baldwin, as Jamie said, he curls up like a baby.
He does.
He's so scared of her.
He's like, oh, God.
His face is priceless.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
I was going to bring something up here, but I think I'm going to wait until tomorrow. But you obviously don't know me, okay?
I don't know you?
No, you don't know me. Hang on to that bed before we play it, okay?
Oh,
because
God,
it's a little early, okay?
We
were just playing that audio of Alec Baldwin's wife, Malaria.
Yeah.
Malaria is all over him. I mean, she is just preaching, shut up. We don't need you in the show. I'm the real star. I mentioned to Jamie that my wife, in a couple of weeks, is going to be coming home to work from home instead of working at location. And for some strange reason, she thinks my life is going to be turned upside down. You obviously don't know that I am the king of that household. And my life will stay the same. I'll still take my naps.
No, you won't. Listen, your wife doesn't get home until 6 p.m., right? And so you are free to do whatever you... I mean, like... Literally, whatever you want. Run around in your underwear, eat pizza, have it coming off your face
all
and on
day
your belly.
You get the freedom.
Yeah, every day for years since he's known her until 6 p.m. And then I remember during the lockdown, you were like, you guys, let's just stay a little bit longer and maybe tape out like, you know, 8 more shows or something. And I'm like, but we're doing them live. And you're like, I don't care. Let's stay here. I got to tell my wife that we have to be here till 4.
Yeah.
Jamie. That was during a pandemic. We were all thinking differently at that point, okay?
She was working.
The world was turned upside down.
She was working from home, was she not?
I'm just saying now.
Was she not? Memories?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I know what you're thinking. When you hear that malaria audio. No, it's not like that at all.
Listen,
and it's not going to be like that at my house.
If I remember the pandemic, and now we have a full-time situation now. If I remember right, she was giving you lists when you got home. Of stuff to do. And you're like, I am so sick of it. I had to mop. I had to do... Because she is... Her mentality, which is fair.
Oh, sorry.
Her mentality is this. If I'm working, you're working. That's her mentality.
Yep. She had COVID, okay? She wasn't thinking clearly. And I could not battle back then with a sick person, okay?
Wait.
Now she's well, and I will fight back now.
Carson, your wife works from home.
Yeah, you have no idea what you're getting into. I'm just going to let you know right now, bro. This is on another level.
Let me ask you this, okay? Does it cause you to drink more? Because I really can't afford that.
Yeah.
I can't afford to go back to that.
I'll tell you, I take less sleeps because I can see her seeping into my, like staring into my soul, just giving me dagger eyes because she's in the office and the office looks into the couch, the living room, and I'm on the couch and I can feel it.
Yeah,
because
you can't, so you can't watch TV.
No,
you
kidding.
You know how
horse
like,
racing.
And it's March Madness. Oh, no.
Yeah, the volume. You got to watch the volume because I got to constantly, like F1, Drive to Survive. I can't go above 15 on that because it gets way too hot.
Because that her work will hear it,
yeah.
Right?
And she's on a phone call, and she's like, hey, can you turn that down? I'm already down to 15. You want me to go to 10?
I'm not in the same prison you are.
Well, why don't you get the Bose headphones and pair it to your TV?
Oh, no. I just like, you know, when I'm eating lunch, I just got my routine.
I'm just telling you, you can pair your headphones to your TV.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Why does life have to be so miserable? Why? Why such challenges and out there? You shouldn't be like this.
That's why that study came out that single people are happier than married people.
We gotta watch the volume while we're trying to eat lunch.
I can honestly say, and I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but I can honestly say that in a couple of weeks, when she does work out of the house, I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not. Because I'm not. I am so used to my world, my space.
Yeah.
Now, Grandpa Gus is there, but he's tucked away in the basement, and I got to lock on the door. I only let him out when I think he needs some air.
Right.
But other than that, I don't let him out. So, but with her being right there, I mean, literally right where my TV is, her office is right next
and
to
doesn't
right
she next. Say that you do everything way too loud?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like if you cook, it's too loud. Like everything you do is loud.
If I chew my food, it's too loud.
Yeah, everything you do is loud.
Everything I do is too loud. Yeah. So I'm not looking forward to that. And I know a lot of people probably are in that situation where you know, maybe both people are working out of the house.
Yeah.
It's a little bit too much time together.
It is a lot.
It is a lot.
You might want to get a second job.
Work with Schmidl at the pot lab.
Hey, Schmidl.
We're hiring right now, man. I'll get you a job. Yeah, you come smash weed with me? Yeah.
Yeah. Me and you in Dab World.
It's a fun job, dude.
Lordy, let's go to Dab World.
Let's do it.
We gotta go.
Make vape cartridges.
Don't forget to fill out your brackets, folks. Woo! Tomorrow morning at 10, that's when the games begin. You guys have a wonderful day today. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.